Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of What Is a Nerf. On the show today, we have country music trio Maybe April joining us. Now, I was fortunate enough to get to see these ladies perform in person at the Spring Fan Club party during CMA Fest and meet two out of three of them. We'll talk about that, about their careers, music, and anything that they're working on that they can talk about. And as usual, I've got my buddy Craig with me. Hey, Craig.
Hey, Cody. How you doing today?
I'm good. I'm ready for the show.
I'm really
looking
excited.
Forward to this for a long time.
I'm excited for this interview too. Ever since I saw them on two occasions at CMA Fest.
And with that being said, let's bring on the incredibly talented Maybe April for the show. Hey, ladies, how are you?
Hi. Hey, doing well. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for doing this today.
Thanks for having us.
It's an honor to speak to
Absolutely.
You three.
Thanks, guys. We're really happy to be here.
Vice versa.
Now, as I said earlier, I saw you guys perform during CMA Fest, opening up for the Spring Fan Club Party, and
yeah,
and your guys' harmonies. It's tough to believe y'all aren't related. It's tough to believe that.
I think we might be at this point.
Possibly, but now and after the show, I always try and make it a point every show I go to I go up and talk to the artists, and I met Katie and Elena. Didn't have a chance to meet Kristen, but and y'all were just so sweet. It just was being funny.
Aww. Well, Kristen's she's just a mean lady. I'm just kidding. She's awesome. I hope you get to meet her soon.
I'm looking forward to it.
Do you have plans, ladies, to attend next year's CMA Fest?
Yeah, absolutely. We hope to. We live here in Nashville, so we don't have to travel, to make it out. So hopefully we'll be there, all week.
Oh, well, I admit that living in Nashville is a little bit easier to attend. I'm just being sarcastic. I'm sorry.
Now, the last time I talked to y'all, somebody in this group was engaged.
Oh, that's Katie. Yeah, she's married now.
I heard.
It happened.
I was married last week, Katie.
It's great.
I was married last week.
It's great. It's fun.
We're still not used to it. We're still not used to her having a husband.
Do you both all live close to one another?
I'm sure that probably is a change for you. But
definitely.
Now, I teased this question all weekend on social media, and y'all probably noticed this. Whenever we have a band or a groups on the show, there's always one question I'm really curious to ask. How did y'all come up with the name Maybe April?
So it's not that great of a story, I guess. But we met the summer of 2012 at a camp in Nashville called Granny Camp. And we were on the songwriting track, and we were kind of scrambling to figure out what we were going to do for the end of the week project, because everyone kind of paired off and we didn't really have anything to do and or anyone to pair up with. So we just decided to write a song together, and we needed a name for the group for the end of the week to perform this song. So Elena and I were sitting there, and we were just talking about our lives, and I was like, oh, yeah, my birthday's in April. She was like, no way, my birthday's in April. And Kristen wasn't in the room, but we were like, oh, let's see if she was born in April. No, she wasn't. But we still liked the way it sounded, and Kristen was born in December, so she's maybe. She's our maybe girl.
When you stand for Connecticut?
Sorry, what?
When you say Stanford, do you mean Stanford, Connecticut?
Say one more time, sorry.
Stanford, Connecticut?
Stanford, Connecticut. What about Stanford, Connecticut?
I don't know.
Both at Stanford and in California.
Oh, yeah, I'm from California. This is Kristen.
Awesome. I do have some fun get to know you questions if you're okay with it.
Of course.
Sure.
Sweet. If you guys weren't performers, what would you be doing right now?
Man. I'd probably be doing something in graphic design or something with food.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Well, if I wasn't performing, I would probably be doing nursing. That's Elena. That's me talking.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kristen said she'd do graphic design. This is Katie. I got my degree in music business, so it'd be fun to still work in the industry somehow, like at a record label or something. Or I grew up doing musicals and stuff, and I really liked always being in the theater in my hometown and, like, in the arts. So that would be fun to work in that type of thing, too.
That's awesome. Sweet. I have kind of my own story about the music industry. For as long as I could possibly remember, I've loved music. I mean, just all types of music. Anything that I could get my hands on to listen to. And I'm actually in the process of learning a guitar again.
Oh, cool.
After years away from it. After 15 years away from it, which is kind of embarrassing to say. But anyway.
No, not at all.
You know, and I figured since I suck at guitar, since I suck at singing, I figured an artist career was not in the cards. So I created this little a radio show about 5 years ago, and this is sort of my way to stay close to the industry.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's really great.
And we just celebrated this past Friday, I think it was. Yeah. We just celebrated 5 years, which I didn't even think that was impossible.
That's awesome. 5 years, wow. That's crazy.
It's been completely nuts, but in the best way possible, you know?
Yeah. That's awesome. That's so great. Congratulations.
Thank you. Now, that leads me to my next question. I'm gonna throw a scenario at you, ladies, real quick, okay? Your careers start taking off, and you're winning CMA award after CMA award, which is going to happen for you. There's not a doubt in my mind it's going to happen. What's the one thing that you guys want to be remembered for as artists?
Oh, that's deep.
I think one of the things we always talk about, maybe this is sort of a cliche answer, but I think one of the things we always talk about is that we want our music to be true to our lives, and that doesn't mean we can't, you know, sing songs about, you know, made up stories and things, but we want it to be true to what
right.
to who we are as musicians and as people and what we believe and what we want. You know, we want to portray ourselves as honestly as possible, and I think music the best music is true music. It's true music that you can tell is coming from a place of, mm-hmm. of who you are. And so I think that's what we generally try to be remembered by is, you know, just sticking to what we want to do musically.
Mm-hmm. You know, I heard Dan Rather ask that question once to Kid Rock, and I thought it was just the greatest question ever.
It is really great, yeah.
So I sort of quote unquote stole it.
But, okay.
Anyway, now. Something else I wanted to talk about is social media. Now, and nowadays, everybody and their brother is basically on social media at this point.
Right.
And social media is pretty much taking over our lives right now.
I know.
How has social media affected your careers thus far?
Well, Audio Tree, right?
Yeah.
We got a lot of, like, really positive responses on this internet series we did that is sort of still blowing up on YouTube, and it's got us a lot of really cool opportunities. We just signed with 2 booking agencies. We've got to travel to states we wouldn't have before for the band, like to Texas and Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
So YouTube definitely has been a really important platform for us. Yeah, and I think partly, you know, part of the reason why YouTube is able to be shared and able to blow up like that is because people are sharing it on their different, you know, types of platforms, on Facebook and on Instagram and on Twitter and, you know, wherever they're sharing. So I think social media has been really important for us. Obviously, it's sort of a double-edged sword because, you know, on the one hand, it's really useful to be able to share everything about yourself. But on the other hand, it's a little bit scary and it's a little bit oversaturated, I think. Just everything is these days.
Right.
So it's hard to find that balance between using it for good and for, you know, using it in a way that is classy and, you know, and then, you know, trying to stay out of any social media drama or anything that, you know, too crazy. And, you know, not blowing
trust
people
me.
Up. Your, you know.
Yeah, trust me. I've had my share of social media drama. Trust me.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's not fun. But, now, another question I've got is, first I wanted to touch on the booking agent deal. Congratulations on that. That is huge.
Thank you so much.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but is there talks of a U.S. tour coming up soon? I think I saw something about that.
In the works. Hopefully, we don't have any set dates right now for our U.S. tour, but now that we've got a booking agent, we're already looking into stuff for next summer, and you know, just really excited to put something together. So nothing official yet, but definitely that is. Definitely in the works.
Yes. I saw that you're playing in Chicago very soon.
Yeah.
Next Friday, actually. Or, no, wait, this Friday. Wait, what day is it? Oh, my God. Yeah,
are you,
Friday.
Is this your first show in the Windy City?
It is not. I actually grew up there. So we have played there quite a few times, at least once a year usually. And we'll be branching out. We usually play at this really, really awesome venue called Martyrs. You should check it out if you're ever there. They've been super good to us, and we love playing there, and we'll definitely be back. But this time, this will be our first show as a band playing at Shuba's. I've played there once before, but, this will be our first time at Shuba's, so we're really excited. And Audio Tree, that YouTube platform we talked about, they'll be filming the show, so that's really exciting.
Oh, nice.
Now, like you said, one of you is from Chicago, and I have a story about Chicago, right quick.
Cool.
I have a dream of seeing all 30 Major League Baseball stadiums, I started that around the same time as I started the show, so all this has been going simultaneously for the past like 5 or 6 years, but Chicago has some of the best pizza I've ever put in my mouth. Oh my God, it's incredible.
So. Chicago and New York, agreed. Great pizza.
It's intense.
Yeah.
I take Chicago pizza over New York.
To me, of course, I grew up there, so I sort of have to choose it. But, you know, I actually work here in Nashville. I work at a New York-style pizza place, and I don't even see deep dish and thin crust as, like, the same food. Like, I know they're both pizza, but it's not a question of, like, which one's better. It's just totally two different categories to me. Chicago is the best place, hands down, for deep dish. And New York is the best for, thin crust. But I do love pizza.
I agree. Chicago and New York.
There's a place close to our Chicago hotel we stayed in called Giordano's. And
that's my favorite.
And I'm telling you guys, this pizza was as big as the table. Not lying.
Yeah, it's huge.
Uh-huh. I know.
It was
crazy.
Incredible. Wow, it was so incredible. But yeah, that's my little Chicago connection for the day.
But
seriously, though, Chicago is a great city. Seriously, people are so friendly. I mean, it's a great city. Plus, the baseball's not bad either.
My mom loves baseball and wants to visit all the baseball stadiums in her lifetime in the U.S.
Yeah, maybe you guys can go together.
I have one left, which is a crazy thing to say. I've only got one stadium left.
You only have one more left?
Wow.
One. That's not
fun
to say. But it's
Yankee Stadium?
Seattle.
Nope. Seattle.
It's Seattle.
Safeco Field.
Probably the farthest. Probably the farthest stadium from me.
That's great.
And I was in San Francisco back in 2014, I think it was, 2013, 2014. I darn near saw a perfect game.
Wow.
Cool.
That's lucky.
One strike away from a perfect game, and the ball fell like 5 feet in front of the left fielder. We were all like, oh, man.
I know.
One strike away. It was great. But I'm sort of kind of getting off track here a little bit. But I have another scenario question for you, okay?
Okay.
Y'all are stranded on a deserted island and can only take 3 items with you. What are you taking?
Items?
3 items?
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
Well, do they have to be items? Okay, hold on. Kristen looks ready.
That's
can be anything.
For sure. Duct tape. If you're going to survive. A guitar. My favorite guitar. My favorite acoustic guitar. Man, I can't think of the third one, though.
I would take, like, a boat.
Yeah.
So I could escape from the desert island. And, like, maybe a jet pack. I'll pick you up on your neighboring deserted island with your duct tape, and we can duct tape our boats together.
Probably ramen noodles, because that'll get you through anything. That was the last.
We should have had, like, Robin
come
to
Jack. That is cool.
If I was in survival mode, though.
Yeah.
A hammock.
I love hammocks. I love being a test pilot in hammocks as my second job. No, I'm just being sarcastic again.
Oh, man. Now, this is sort of a kind of a date question, but I always love asking this question because it's never the same answer every time I ask it. And I've asked this question in every single interview I've ever done over the last 5 years. I've asked this one question. If you guys could go back and change one thing about your careers, would you, and what would it be?
Oh, gosh. That is deep. I mean, I think there are things, for sure.
Mm-hmm. I think, you know, partly when the beauty of, you know, there being things that you would change means that you're learning from those experiences. You know, there are definitely a lot of mistakes we've made and turns that we've made that have been the wrong choice. And that, you know, I think there are a lot of them that we would go back and not want to make again. But, you know, the good thing is that we learned from them. Okay. And I think, well, for me, I think one is, like, just being prepared. Like, it's maybe not one instance, but there have been several times. There's one that comes to mind is a time that we went to record some songs and we weren't really prepared for it. And I think had we prepared for it, you know, I would have, if I could go back in time, I would still want to do the recording process, but I would have wanted to spend way more time getting ready, crafting our songs and the way we wanted them to sound before we went into the studio, because then we got there and we ended up coming up with something that we weren't happy with, and that wasn't anybody's fault except our own, because we didn't plan enough. We weren't ready. Yeah, planning is a big one.
You know, and speaking of songs, I don't know if you guys know this or not, but the song I played at the top of the show, Blush, I came in at number one on my indie country radio show a couple of weeks ago.
Aw, that's awesome.
Thanks for playing it. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. And I tell all my guests this. I have a ton of respect for what you guys do as artists. And if there's ever anything that y'all need from Amir the show, don't ever freak out, okay?
Thank you so much. We really appreciate that.
Yes. Ladies, I wanted to ask Cody, I wanted to ask them, in addition to being at the Springs Fan Club luncheon, I saw you both perform at the third anniversary of Song Suffragette on the Monday following CMA Fest with Kaylee and Lena. How was that experience?
Oh, my gosh. So awesome. The Song Suffragettes have been so good to us. We love playing with them. And it was really cool to be a part of something that was, you know, such a big deal for them to have that anniversary and to have been around that long and as females in the music industry. It's really important to be involved in that kind of thing, you know, and I think it's really it was a really, really fun experience for us. And, you know, so we played the show a few times, but that was, like, a really special one for us. And to be able to hear all those other girls, you know, and play with them was really fun.
Yeah.
It was my favorite.
I actually attended, and I think I got to meet you very briefly at the end, like when, because it was a madhouse at the end of the show, and I wish I would have had the opportunity to talk to you for a tad longer. But that was a fabulous show. I remember they had one set, and then they had a Q&A, and then they had a second set. If I remember correctly, you were on the first set.
We were, yes.
And I said, oh, wow, I saw them at the Springs. And I said, these ladies are terrific. And I really hope to see them again. And sure enough, here I am talking to you with Cody.
That's awesome. Yeah, it was funny that weekend, actually, that you guys saw us. We played at the listening room three nights in a row.
Yeah.
Like by accident. It's just three different events that ended up asking us to play. And, of course, we wanted to do them all. So we were here three nights in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I hope that you'll be at CMA Fest for four nights in a row at least.
Exactly. We hope so, too.
Yes, I look forward to it.
Hey, 30 minutes is pretty much flown by.
Sorry?
This interview is pretty much flown by.
I know,
but
it really is.
I thank you ladies for taking about 30 minutes out of your day to come and talk with us today.
Yes, thank you. It was really fun. It was so great to actually get to talk with you finally.
It was an honor. I wish we could talk for more.
Now, before I let y'all go, I always like to give my guests an opportunity to tell fans where they can find them online, their
cool.
Social media and everything. So.
Great.
Do y'all wanna? Go ahead.
Oh no, I was gonna say we're trying to raise money right now for our next. We're making a music video, and we're trying to hire a publicist and do some more recordings and all that kind of fun stuff. And we're doing it on this website called Bandtwango. It's BANDTWANGO.com. And there's lots of cool incentives, but we're raising money through that. I think we're at like 70%. And then other than that, it's just maybeapril.com, and all of our social media is just at maybeaprilmusic.
All right. I'll definitely be spreading the word about that fundraiser.
Thank
here
you.
On the show, social media, wherever. I'll definitely promote it for y'all. Because
yeah.
I feel
thank
like,
you.
What song is it for? Have you decided?
The music video will be for the song Last Time, which is on our EP that we have out now. And then the rest of the money that we raise will be going towards promoting that and also recording some new songs.
Oh, that's wonderful. I really hope that this is the first time of many more times that you performed the last time, that little corny statement.
You know, I feel like that if you guys take 30 minutes out of what I know is a busy schedule to come and talk with us, I feel like it's basically my job to help promote you guys and whatever you do. So.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
I definitely want to promote
gonna,
you, too.
Thank you.
Yep, absolutely.
You're not maybe April.
Gonna,
you're definitely January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, and so on.
Well played, Craig. Well played. I think I'm gonna let y'all go, but y'all definitely have a open invitation back to the show anytime.
Okay, thank you.
Lovely.
Love to be back sometime. Thank you.
I'll talk to you later, okay?
All right. Have a great day. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you again, ladies.
Bye, ladies.
Bye.
That was fun.
That went way too soon, that interview.
It did. I agree completely. It was just like... I looked at the clock and I was like, did 30 minutes really just pass by that quick? Holy crap.
That's the one disadvantage of all these interviews. They go way too fast.
I agree. I'm thinking of maybe extending things to about 45 minutes. So.
I think that would be a great idea. I'm being sarcastic, but yes, by all means,
3/5 minutes.
3/4 of an hour would definitely work with me.
Yeah, absolutely. But hey, I think I'm gonna let you go. But we have 2 shows next week, don't we?
Yes, we have October Rose, who will be performing in Hoboken, only 35-40 miles from where I live. We have them on Monday the 28th. Mm-hmm. And then 29th, we have the lovely Lauren Brooke, who we both had the pleasure of meeting at Chris Topps Wobber Award Ceremony this past June.
Yes, we did. And I cannot wait for those two. So I'm going to let you go and kind of wrap things up here, okay, buddy?
All right. Thanks again, Cody, for another great interview. I'll talk to you soon.
I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our lovely ladies of maybe April. You know, as we said earlier, we have 2 shows next week. Monday the 28th, we have Country Music Trio October Rose joining us, and that next day we have somebody that I've met in person, we both met in person, a lovely and talented Miss Lauren Brooke joining us. So I think that'll wrap things up for the announcements. So I think I'm gonna go ahead and end the episode right here. You've been listening to Three Days with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.